Marx follows the ever-changing landscape to discuss the latest pressing issues relevant to brand owners in Europe and beyond. During this series, Marx members and special guests share updates, experiences, and opinions. This is IP Law Today. This is Talking Marx.
Hello, and welcome to the Talking Marx podcast. I'm James Nurton, the Marx editor. And on today's podcast, we're looking ahead to the 36th Marx Annual Conference, which takes place in Madrid from the 20th to the 23rd of September this year. And to discuss the plans for the conference, what you can expect if you register, and how it fits in with other Marx events and activities, I'm joined today by Anthony Douglas, IP Counsel at Specsavers, who is Marx's first Vice Chair, Claudia Pappas, Head of the Trademark Department at ThyssenKrupp and Marx's second Vice Chair, and Claire Lear, a partner of Edwin Coe, who is also Chair of the Madrid Annual Conference Team. Welcome to all of you.
Thanks, James. I'm delighted to be here with each of Claire and Claudia as well.
Thanks very much, James. I'm glad to be here.
Hello, all. Nice to be here.
So I'd like to start with you, Claire, as your chair of the team. Can you tell us a little bit about the theme and the programme for this year's annual conference?
Sure. So the title this year, James, is Celebrating Marx. That's the overall title. It was chosen particularly for two reasons. One, we're all coming out of the pandemic. Well, we hope we are. And 2022 is our first in-person conference since 2019. So it's a celebration of Marx, the conference, and obviously trademarks with a K, a subject that we are all very familiar with and obviously all very connected to. The subtitle is How Sustainability and Technology Will Shape the Future of Brands. And this is obviously a huge topic, and we attempt to address it in the programme right from the outset. So there's 8 sessions, and they are all, I mean, I'm not going to go into all of them right now because that would take too long, but they vary between tracking and tracing, looking at digital jurisdictions. We have a session on sustainability in the spotlight. We have how brands respond to external disruption, and this is going to be a very interesting topic, obviously, in light of the recent activities. We look at deep fakes, avatars, and other creatures, which sounds rather scary. And we look at branding on innovative products, judicial approaches to parasitic competition. This one is an extremely interesting topic as well. And then we finish with our general court update. So it's a very packed programme. It's a very interesting programme. And I hope that the delegates really enjoy it this year.
Yes, and lots of topical issues in there, aren't there? Lots of the kind of things people are really interested in at the moment.
Yes, I mean, Metaverse is obviously highly, highly topical this year.
And can I ask, Claire, are there any particular sessions or workshops that you're particularly looking forward to attending yourself?
Well, that's a very tricky one. I mean, given that I'm chair of the 2022 team, I don't really want to show any favouritism because I might lose my team before the conference even takes place. So I'm going to be quite careful with that one. But if I could plug seriously, James, at this point, not just obviously the sessions, which are plenary and everybody attends, but also the workshops, because there's been a massive amount of work that goes on for those. And they pick up on many of the topics that we're talking about in the plenary session, so blockchain, metaverse, the track and trace, protecting rights and enforcement across the jurisdiction. So I do actively encourage delegates to attend at least one, because they're certainly not going to regret it.
And I'm right in saying I think there are 4 workshops that people can choose between on the Thursday afternoon, and I think the plan, am I right, is to repeat each one, so you have
absolutely
you can actually go to 2.
You can go to 2 if you would like to.
So what about you, Claudia? Are there any particular sessions or particular topics that you're looking forward to hearing about?
Yes. From my perspective, sustainability is a really hot topic. It's a topic I think many in-house lawyers are in, and I think many industry, and I can speak for my industry. We are a German engineering company. You know, we are coming from the steel business. Sustainability is a huge, huge, huge issue. Also, we are going in the high hydrogen issues. So sustainability in our businesses and to connect them with sustainable brands, this is, I think, a topic of now and also for the future. And I'm really looking forward to this part three to learn from colleagues and also in-house colleagues how we can deal with this.
And that ties in very nicely, I think, with a lot of the work that the Marks teams are doing, doesn't it? I think several of the teams are looking at issues around sustainability and green branding and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's really good that we have these two topics, sustainability and technology, in this year program, because these are the hot topics we have also from an in-house perspective on our plates.
So I'm really pleased to hear that, Claudia, because obviously we, you know, these are topics that we all felt were very important to be looked at, and especially because we haven't all been together for the last 2 years.
And what about you, Anthony? Are there any particular sessions that you're looking forward to?
Yes, James. Much like Claudia, I'm particularly interested in sustainability at the moment. It's a really sort of key issue for us as a business. So sustainability in the spotlight, which is one of the sessions being chaired by Claire. I know that Claudia was particularly interested in that one as well. Certainly from a branding perspective, you know, how brands are going to diversify their products and cater for changing customer expectations. That's a really interesting one for me. I guess I'm also really interested in what, you know, registrability and interaction with the various trademark registries is going to look like. So that's going to be top of the list. Also really interested in the branding alternative product session, which is in part six. So that's one that's being hosted, I believe, by Mark Devaney from Clyde's. Again, you know, the challenges in branding products that are both sustainable and responsible and sort of moving towards those as North Stars, really. Going to be a really interesting session. I guess the other side of things from me, workshops. There are some really great looking workshops this year. So the enforcement challenges in the metaverse session, I think that's going to be really, really interesting one. I think companies all over the place and certainly in-house councils are trying to sort of understand, you know, the scope of the challenge. You know, what is a metaverse? You know, what do those various things look like, those ecosystems, how do you, would you enforce your brands in them and so forth? And I guess that sort of links nicely into workshop number four, which is around Web 3.0. So understanding NFTs, blockchain domains and metaverses. I think those two are inextricably linked. The really interesting thing for me is that one of the key themes for us as brand and IP lawyers into the next year is going to be around digitization and understanding the interplay between the metaverse and how one enforces their rights in the metaverse and understanding, you know, the building blocks of those metaverses, commercialization and so forth around NFTs is going to be really fundamental. So really very excited about that. And I'd really recommend those as workshops for attendees if they can make.
Yeah. And obviously there's a lot of developments in that area at the moment, aren't there? I think so. Lots probably to be updated on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think there's some, you know, quite interesting stuff to come in terms of enforcement. I think that's going to be the really big watch out, you know. A is the understanding, but B is the enforcement, isn't it?
Are you in the metaverse yet?
Not personally, thankfully. I may dip my toe in the not too distant future. I think Roblox is in my midst, not too far off, but some really quite interesting stuff going on with some pretty major brands in that space. Yeah. We're certainly watching and looking. I've had some very interesting conversations with some really, you know, cutting edge agencies that are in play in that world to better understand it. Not currently. I think we're all naturally going to be there at some point in the very near future.
And Anthony, for you, how important is it to be back together again, meeting colleagues and clients? I think in many cases, probably for the first time in a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's really exciting, actually, James. I think it's going to be great to see associates, but also friends once again. From my perspective, it's so much easier to share experiences face to face. It's more natural for us as human beings. And quite frankly, it's more of an enjoyable experience. You know, the magic of the Marks annual conference, it's something that's kept me coming back to Marks year in, year out. And a great part of that is combining, you know, some great networking opportunities, really great opportunities for, you know, personal and professional development and spending some time with like-minded individuals. And I think this year in particular, you know, Madrid as a location provides the perfect backdrop for such activities. And I'm really looking forward to welcoming everyone back in a fully face-to-face event.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone's looking forward to that, aren't they? And yeah, it's been too long for a lot of people.
Absolutely. look forward to seeing you all soon.
So thanks, Anthony. So Claudia, what are the benefits of attending the annual conference, in particular for in-house counsel such as yourself?
There are lots of benefits. Let's start with the program. In my opinion, I must say I'm a little bit biased because Marks is my favorite conference and I'm really active in Marks. But nevertheless, from my perspective, our program was in the last year and will be also this year very, very on a high standard and a high level. So the first thing what I really like from an in-house perspective also is our program, because we have the new hot topics that we in-house people discuss also in our company. And these topics are discussed in our programs on a very high level. So every time I leave Marks after the 3 days, I'm really confident then I'm again up to date. That's the first thing. But I don't want to forget the coffee breaks. yes, the coffee breaks are something really important for me, because I meet in-house peers and also all the experts. And meanwhile, I also can say friends that I have gained over the year. Yes, so program, coffee breaks, and yes, social events. Anyway, we will again have this year really good social events in the evening.
Yes, indeed. And I think in Madrid, hopefully, we'll also have very good coffee in the coffee breaks.
Yes. Such so a cortado.
Exactly. you mentioned the social aspects. Claire, could you say a bit more about those from the point of view of the someone who's been involved in planning the conference?
Yeah, so this year, I mean, I totally agree, first of all, with what Claudia has said. The social events are very, very important. I mean, I did laugh a little, as you heard, at the coffee breaks, but it is really important to get out there, to network with colleagues, with friends. And the evening events, the social events, really follow on from the networking that you're doing during the day. So if we're starting on the Tuesday, the first timers and reception and the speakers reception, I think is one of the nice events I really look forward to each year, because you do meet new people. And first timers, I think it gives them a very gentle introduction before we take them out into the wider welcome reception. And I know that when I was a first timer a few years ago, it really helped me. And by Wednesday,
going in at the shallow end.
Exactly. You go in at the shallow end. It's not such a big room, and you meet your fellow first timers, and importantly, you meet the speakers as well, who do, you know, tend to be very experienced practitioners in their field. So it's a good balance. And of course, by Wednesday, you're well into the flow of Marks, and we're off to the Real Casino de Madrid. This was a gentleman's club. It's a 19th century palace. It's got look it up if you haven't already done so. It's got the most amazing interiors, but it is not a casino. We're going to be treated to a themed evening of all things Spanish. I think this is it's going to be absolutely amazing. And the best thing is we can walk there and back, which is great. Thursday, as you know, James, this is the gala dinner. I think it would be fair to say, I hope Claudia, you agree with me, it's one of the most anticipated features in the entire Marks calendar. It gives you the opportunity to wear formal dress, dance the night away, and really, you know, enjoy yourself. Because by that time, you know, you've sat through 2 days of a formal conference. Yes, you've networked as well, but this is a really nice, elegant evening, and it's always very, very welcome at the end of the conference. So I think it will be a lot of fun this year. And it's in the Palacio, I've got to say this very carefully because Spanish is not really one of my languages, Palacio del Negrelejo, which was built, I think, at the end of the 18th century. Beautiful, beautiful palace again. So very grand, very elegant, and I think we're going to really enjoy it.
Sounds like we're going to be seeing some of the sort of highlights of Madrid in terms of the venues and architecture.
I would definitely say so.
And Claudia, you mentioned the importance of networking. I guess it's particularly important this year, given that people haven't been able to really travel very much the last couple of years. Are you looking forward to meeting, catching up with people and perhaps meeting some new people in face-to-face for the first time?
Yes. I'm really, really looking forward to meet people again. You know, James, I think Teams is fine and Zoom is fine and podcasts are fine, but nothing, again, meeting with people and discussing with people, and again, within the coffee breaks, discussing also issues from an in-house perspective with all other in-house peers, with other experts and friends. In the last year, before the pandemic, I also had really good ideas and really good solutions for the problems I have on my desk after these discussions.
And in fact, one thing I know that you have been involved with, I think, is the Corporate Focus Group, which also has a meeting during the annual conference. Can you just say a little bit more about the Corporate Focus Group and what that involves?
We are a brand owner organization, and we always had in our program a slot for the brand owners. This was the corporate breakfast. And I think it's 3 years ago that we brand owners said, yes, that's not enough to have only one slot in the conference. So we created this corporate focus group. That's a group that all brand owners who are members of Marks can join. And we are meeting not only at the annual conference, but we are meeting 4 times a year, 3 times a year digital, and 1 time a year within the annual conference. We have a slot for 2.5 hours. We are only in-house lawyer, and we are discussing the issues that we are interested in. And I think I can speak for almost all the brand owners in March. It's a really, really good format to have these discussions.
And among the brand owner members of Marks, there's quite a diverse range of industries and sectors, and also people from different countries, isn't there? So I guess you can probably learn quite a lot from each other.
That's it. It's international. That's really good. But, you know, it's from handbags to steel industry to, you know, we are really diverse also from the industry. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Very good. So that's definitely something for any in-house counsel or brand owner representatives to check out, I think, both, as you say, at the annual conference and in the other regular meetings of the Corporate Focus Group.
Yes, absolutely. And everyone is welcome to join us.
As I mentioned, Anthony, you're currently the first vice chair of Marks, so you'll be stepping up to the top job next year. Can you tell us about any of the Marks plans for the months and the year coming up?
Thanks for that, James. I wasn't scared at all until you mentioned that. So thank you for bringing the ticking clock to my attention once again. Yeah, there's some really interesting activity coming up in the not too distant future, actually. So very much looking forward to seeing what the luxury brand event's looking like. For those that don't know, I think the famous and well-known Marks team have put that together. It's going to be delivered in Florence on the 20th and the 21st of October. There are more details to follow. Can't release those yet, but needless to say, I am absolutely positive that will be a really special event. So if you can get yourselves along to that, I think it's going to be a really great event. In other news, I guess these podcasts, I'm a real sort of fan of these. We've got the regular sort of communications piece that comes out of Marks in terms of House Marks. So more of that to come in the coming year. The AC, the annual conference for 2023, as you've just mentioned, that's going to be a particularly significant one for me. So I'm already starting to think about that now. And I guess, you know, last but not least is engaging with teams and actually the corporate focus group, which has made some, you know, really great strides in the last months. You know, really interesting activity coming up there. So looking forward to seeing other sort of like-minded in-house counsel during the annual conference in Madrid for that event too.
Yeah, and the luxury brands event, which you mentioned, I think depending on when people are listening to this, the program might already be available. So do look out for that if you haven't seen it. And I went to the last one, I think, which was in Milan. And I think there were a couple before that too, which were very well received. So I'm sure that'll be popular.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Anthony. We're coming towards the end of the podcast, but I do want to ask each of our speakers what one piece of advice they would give to anyone who's still thinking about attending the annual conference this year, whether it's a new attendee, new delegate, or someone who's a veteran. Maybe we can start with you, Claire. What one piece of advice would you give?
Well, I think if they're still thinking about attending, my advice obviously is don't hold back. It's going to be a fantastic conference. I can honestly say you will learn a lot from the plenary sessions. You can share your own experiences with other trademark professionals. You enjoy meeting up with old friends, as Claudia says. You know, your colleagues over the years do become your friends, and you make new contacts. And you know, going back to the title of this year's conference, just savour celebrating marks. So my advice is don't hold back, get booking.
It sounds good. And Claudia, what's your advice?
My advice is don't miss the conference. It's education, networking and fun.
And Anthony, what one bit of advice would you give anyone thinking of attending this year?
Well, first and foremost, book early, because I can categorically guarantee it might be a busy one. I think the early bird finishes too soon as well. So depending on when this broadcast goes out, the end of June, the early bird finishes, as far as I'm aware. So, you know, please do make sure that you make the most of that. The other word from my side would be maybe leave some extra time to enjoy what's going to be a, you know, a stunningly beautiful city in Madrid, lovely peach. People and you know, fantastic culture as well. So now that we are coming back together, sort of take that extra time to maximize the opportunity accordingly.
And a great time of year as well to be in Madrid, I think, in September.
Couldn't be better, I'm told. So I'm very much looking forward to that myself.
Very good. Well, thank you, Anthony. Thank you all to all of our speakers for today's podcast. And so just a reminder to everyone that the Marks Annual Conference is taking place in Madrid from the 20th to the 23rd of September, so from the Tuesday to the Friday, as usual. And we look forward to seeing lots of you there. Early registration is strongly recommended, and there is an early bird discount for Marks members until the 30th of June. So as long as you're listening to this podcast before the 30th of June, you can still get the early bird discount. And I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say I'm looking forward to meeting in person again, as the speakers have said, both to see old friends and colleagues and also establish new relationships. And if you want to find out more about the conference, including the fees, the accommodation, modular registration, certificates of attendance, and so on, visit the events page on the Marks website, and all the information is there, including the full program, list of speakers, list of panels and workshops, and so on. So we look forward very much to seeing as many people as possible there, and to catching up again for the first time in many cases in a couple of years, I think. So all that remains is for me to thank Claire and Claudia and Anthony for joining us today. Thank you very much.
Thanks, James.
Thank you very much, James.
Thank you.
And to thank everyone listening for participating today in the Talking Marks podcast, and we will have another episode of Talking Marks up very soon.
Join us again soon for another podcast on an important issue for brand owners. To find out more on our website and guest speakers, visit marks.org/podcast.